Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today I'm here with Cecilia Volpi, who is the Italian representative from this year's edition of the 27 Times Cinema Project. Welcome, Cecilia.
Thank you very much.
So, Cecilia, let's tell our listeners what this project is about, why you are here.
So this project is a beautiful project founded by the European Parliament to encourage 27 young people between 18 and 25 who are cinephiles to come together in Venice Film Festival and form this jury for the Giornate degli Autori. Mm-hmm. And this is our main responsibility here in Venice. But also we take part in lots of different workshops and masterclass, which are also for us to encourage us to pursue our dreams and our passion for cinema and culture, and introduce us in the industry, but also in the importance of being an active European citizen.
Yeah, there is also this part of the project that is very important, as it is fostered by the European Parliament. So, you know, there is also the responsibility to be part of the European community. And how did you get to know about this project?
So I actually study in Edinburgh in Scotland.
Oh.
And I've heard of this project through some friends who are studying filmmaking. And a friend of mine, he actually took part, he's from Slovenia, and took part in a previous edition.
Okay.
And then I researched about it and I applied online through their application process.
And what was your reaction when you discovered you actually were selected?
I couldn't believe it. And it was actually, I was shaking because I put a lot of energy in the application form, but also it was quite a tough year where I received lots of rejections from jobs and opportunities. So I was kind of losing hope. Mm-hmm. And receiving this just really gave a massive boost in my confidence and made me more hopeful and optimistic for the future as well.
And what is your direction for the future? I mean, what would you like to become in the film industry?
So I actually studied photography,
okay,
but I've always been really enthusiastic about cinema, and I've recently started learning more about moving images. Although I don't necessarily see myself as a director, I am really, really drawn to the photography.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love to get more into cinematography, or I actually really enjoy doing behind the scenes and unit stills photography on set.
Ah, okay, great, great. So, now I completely move from this topic. How do you feel being a juror for these Le Giornate degli Autori section?
It is thrilling and exciting, but also I think it's very challenging and it's a big responsibility. I feel very responsible because I see, as a creative myself, I see the amount of effort and teamwork, but also sacrifices that each director and each crew and each member of the crew is putting towards each film we see. So for me, it's really, really important to give each film the space it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
And also be super respectful and open-minded towards each film, even if maybe the topic is different from our usual interest. So I think this is a really big responsibility for us, and I'm very honored to take it.
And I think that one of the best part of this project is that you have the chance to share your opinions on everything with colleagues from all over Europe. So I think this is also very challenging, also in the fact that maybe you can try to imagine yourself in a different perspective from what you actually want to do, because you would like to become a photographer to work on the photography set of films, but why not? You may also, understand that your part is different, or you may be interested in something else. Because I read from your profiles that many of you have different interests in cinema, so I think this is also very important and very good part of this project. What do you think?
Absolutely. We're all very different, and we have, I think, also a very different idea of what cinema is or should be, and different priorities we give.
Mm-hmm.
We have while watching a film, and I could see that by just talking even informally with the other jurors. And it is challenging, but it's also really inspiring, because we can give a more honest and eclectic as well opinion. and feedback as well for each film, because obviously just each one of us individually wouldn't be enough, I think, to make such an important decision.
Yeah. And among the films that you for sure had the chance to see that are, of course, out of the Le Giornate degli Autori section, what is your favorite film so far? And the second question is, so far, what would be your Golden Lion for this year's edition?
Okay, actually, in these days, I have actually decided to focus just on this, on the film in our competition.
Okay.
Also because the timing, we have a very busy schedule, and we have a few duties as well. So I decided to for the beginning to really focus on that. But actually tonight I'm going to watch the first film outside of the competition, which is Priscilla.
Okay.
Sofia Coppola, and I'm really excited. I really, really wanted to watch Poor Things. I was, unfortunately I missed it because of the timings, but I'm really, really, I can't wait to watch it in the cinema.
Okay, so maybe we will discuss later on during these days about your favorite film. Now you are very focused, you are very responsible on your role as a juror. Thank you so much, Cecilia, for sharing your experience here. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.